Hilchas Avedas Gichavim, Perek Yud. In case in breeze the Shira Amamim, Kedishinas, and Iman Shalim, and Aniyah Harisim, Avedah Vedazar Shinemer, Lisi Chastan Bris, Aliyah Zedu, Avedasim Beyahargo. We did not draw up a covenant with idolaters, will establish peace between them and us, and yet allow them to worship Avedah Zara. As the Torah says, do not establish a covenant with them, rather, they must renounce the Avedah Zara, or be slain. Vasilarachim alayim, we cannot have mercy on them. Shnem as it says, Vasilichonim, not be gracious to them. Fikar lifer, ro mehem evid, itiveh menar li aleno. We see an idolater being swept away or drowning in the river. They're not allowed to help him. Haro notu lomas leis leno. We see that his life is in danger, you're not allowed to save him. Avala abdi biyadi eladachfu, the very fierce present, osam nishaina isa imanu muhammah. It's, however, forbidden to cause one of them to sink or push them into a pit, since this is not waging war against us. This is in regards to these seven nations. When it comes to apikorsim, Arminim, or traitors, it's a mitzvah to cause them to descend to the pit of destruction, since they caused the difficulty to the Jews to sway the Jewish people away from Hashem. We cannot allow much also the rapist akam afihi was suffer. From here you learn, it's forbidden to offer medical treatment to a goy even when offered a wage. And how you be certain men, it should have places with some eva, men up with suffer, I will begin a muscle. If you're afraid of the consequences, so then, an ill feeling will be aroused, so you can treat them for a wage, not treat them for free. The guys that get a facial, we're commanded to secure his well-being. He may give him medical treatment at no cost. So we went in to sell them homes and fields at Eretz Yisrael. But Syria, Mechelam, Batim, Avodah, Besadis. And Syria only sell them homes but not fields. One may rent them homes and as a soul provided a neighbor does not establish. Sure, that three homes does not constitute a neighborhood. It must give them studies. It's, however, forbidden to rent their fields. Or Syria must give them studies. In Syria, one may rent fields. Imagine when it was said, though. Why did the Chachamim more stringent in regards to fields? And Sheish Boashtayim, because two difficulties are involved. Afkim and Amaisis, but Nasalam Chaniya Bekarkum. One removes one obligated of Mysus and gives them a resting place in our land. Submitted to sell their houses and fields in the coast of earth because it is not our land. And even when it's permitted to rent homes to Goyim, it's not permitted to rent them to them for use as a dwelling, because they will bring away the Zara into them. As it says, they're not bringing an abomination into your home. So I'm permitted to rent them homeless to use them as storehouses. One may sell these products even after they've been harvested. The condition that they'll be harvested and must be harvested then. In my Mechalam, why is it riveted to sell them? They said, Lesichinum, that'd be gracious to them. As long as they not have a resting place in the land, they stay, their stay will be temporarily. For us, they suffer a shift on a few later common hour. I mean, this before me. So, but so now, you might need more on the sound. Nice, that with the Zardas. How the chaim is yisab reshoga from Eisel is yichab le dover le divrei Hashem le sifanom le yev ham chin mil mechal. Our Torah says for them to praise their deeds or to hold their words there, as it says, do not be gracious with them. And it should very only dover imay v'lumay maise v'lern. It's forbidden to cleave to them and to learn from their routes, their bad ways. Lestin to ham apostinim. I'll to give him a gift. I want to send him a gift to Yishuv. A gift to Yishuv. A lot of Shana. This is a gift. Shadach. It is not a holy. Mafad. Not being. you may give it to the stranger in your gate so that he may eat it or sell it to the bayim. Mechida v'lei ben asinah. You give it a soul agyon. Hey, v'farnas mani ayuvi kichom mani yisom v'edat yishom. You should provide for the poor bayim together with Jews for the sake of peace. Or not rebuke idolaters from taking the for the sake of peace. Even on their festivals. Repeat good wishes to them twice. Also, want you not to enter the house of a boy on one of his festivals to wish him well. So, when he counters him in the marketplace, and they greet him, that had a serious count. This all applies when the Yidden are in exile, amongst the adulterers, or in error when the adulterers are in power. And our Yigla are in power over them, it's forbidden for us to allow idolaters among us. Even a temporary residence or merchant that travels from place to place should not be allowed to pass through our land, so he accepts the sovereign universal laws commanded to Meir. As it says, and they shall dwell in your land even temporarily. Now, we call it in QL of Shemitzis, then it's considered a Getesha. In common Getesha, it was Masha Yevon Neg, or Masha Yevon, I was Shalim's one of them becoming Alec Gates of the Bubad. So during Yevon, the women Yevon applies, so that we think, however, we accept only full converse to Yidden, not a Getesha.
Harakir Aleph, Avis Kechavim, Chapter 11. Aleph, Ein Hesel Befugas Ein O Evit Kechavim, Amidam Lehem, Lebamal Bifli, Besir Kitz Men, Shemer Le Sefer Befugas Agui. We not follow the statues of idolaters or resemble them in their style of dress, and not in their hair, and anything similar. Shemer Le Sefer Befugas Agui. And I follow the statutes of the nations. It says also, be careful lest you inquire after them. Be careful lest you inquire after them. It's all the same theme. You warn us not to try to resemble the goyim. Instead, the youth should be separate from them and distinct in their dress and in their deeds, as they are in their ideals and character traits. It says, I have separated you from the nations. Now wear a garment which is unique to them. Don't have their hair like them. So, I was giving different ideas that you shouldn't build. Have hairstyles like them, don't build temples in order that many people may enter into them. And whoever does this gets malchus. Base. Hakam Shaya Mistapaver. When a youth is cutting a goyish hair, he must stop when he approaches within 3 finger breaths of the blears on all sides. A youth who has an important position in the goyish kingdom and must sit before the kings, and would be embarrassed if he did not resemble them, is granted permission to wear clothes which resemble theirs, and shave their hair on the face as they do. Dalit. It's forbidden to practice soothsaying as goyim, as it says, do not be a soothsayer. kitzim and nachash. What is meant by suser? Then elush emor hayol nafal piti mipiyah. You nafal matim miyode and hayol from matim pleidi ayim shveilach ein chafasina. So, for example, a person should not say, since my piece of bread fell out of my mouth or my staff fell from my hand, I will not travel to this place today, since if I were to go there, I would not be able to accomplish my desires. Person should say, since the facts passed on the right side, I will not go out to my door today. Because if I would, I meet a deceiver. Similarly, those who hear the chirping of a bird and say, this will happen, or this will not happen, say, Las is not replaining, but Allah is not replaining. It's beneficial to do so, or it's detrimental to do so. For example, somebody says, you know, Shech this rooster that crowded like a raven, Shech this hen that crowded that crowed like a rooster. Person says, oh, if this happens to me, so I'm going to do it. I won't do it like the Eved Avram. It's all usher. Anybody does this gets machus. Person says, this dwelling which I build will be a good omen for me. Or this woman who I marry, or this animal that I purchased, was blessed. From the time I purchased and onwards, I become rich. For example, a person who rejoices and says, this is a good omen. They ask the child, which pasuk are you learning? And the child reads, a pasuk of bracha. It's a legar permitted, since the person did not perform an act or hold himself back from performing an act. All he did was consider something that he already happened as a sign. Okay, vav, ezu kesim, what is meant by the diviner? So, ezu maisim, b'shara maisik, tishit yishayim, v'tipana v'shavt, v'mikol dvarim, first, a person who performs certain deeds cause him to fall into a trance and have his mind cleared of all thoughts until he can predict the future, saying this will happen or this will not happen, or saying it's proper to do such and such thing, be careful to do so. Some diviners who use sand and stones. Others prostrate themselves on the ground, making strange motions and scream. Are those who look at the metal crystal mirror and speak. Some carry a staff and lean on it and tap it until they fall to trance and speak. This is what the Navi means to say. My people will acquire other rods, their staff will tell them. So to divire, to inquire of a diviner. Person who inquires of a diviner is given makas mardis. Conscious the diviner himself is punished by lashes if he performs one of the above. As it says, shall not be found amongst you one who passes, one who practices. So, what's a fortune teller? A person who tries to predict auspicious times. He uses astrology and he says, this day will be a good day, this day will be a bad day. It's appropriate to perform a particular task on a certain day, or this year, this month will not be appropriate for this particular matter. It's forbidden to tell fortunes. Even though one does not perform a deed, but merely relates to falsehood, which the fool considered to be a word for truth or wisdom. place from next to him is the cube of the first place is cover him with swear zelbeka. Anywhere on her before the deed because of the astrological calculation arranges his work or his journey to fit a time that was suggested by the astrologers of the Amalkus. Shemaka says they say, you know, not tell fortunes. We cannot eat this to say, Nay, Madame Pinarim, she's a mice of delight, the Hule also has ever come in the lake. Also, include the stoker of the sister as one who performs magic tricks. And it's the loser also observing him into thinking that he performed wonders, although he's not doing so. It's Malchus. Ezel Chaver. What is a person to cast spells that Shabbatabra Dvar Shainu Lushan? Ava Elam Inyan Amayla Al Daikta Basikla Shaisna Dvar Amayla. Person to chants incantations that have no meaning in people's speech or any connection to images in his foolish perception. Those words have an effect. He says, if you cast a particular spell on a snake or a scorpion, they won't harm you. If you cast a particular spell on a person, they won't ever harm you. Some people, they hold like a key or a rock in their hands while they're talking or perform other deeds to all us. Person who casts spells is punished by lashes. If he holds anything in his hand or performs an act while speaking, even if he merely gestures with his finger. It's not to be found amongst the one who casts spells. However, a person spoke without removing his finger or his head, without holding anything, and a similar person who has a spell cast upon it through the utterance of such a combination, thinking this will help him, so he's given Malchus Marthus. If, however, if the person spoke without moving his finger or his head without holding anything in his hand, so that a person has a spell cast upon him through the utterance of such a cantation, thinking this will help him, he is given by this marvelous because of participation in the foolish activities of a spell. All these plural cantation of strange things will not harm, nor will they bring any benefit. When a person has been bitten by a scorpion or a snake, it's permitted to recite cantinations or with a bite. This is permitted, even on Shabbos, in order to settle his mind and strengthen his shiyos. Even though the incantinations are no avail, since the victim's life is in danger, permission was granted lest he become morally disturbed. It be a person who whispers an incantation over a wound. Person recites a pasuk over a child so that he will not become scared, or places a sefetira its film over a baby so they will not sleep. So this is considered a lead alam shame common ashra khim al shame khakif matira. So Rambam uses very strong shanius that the like kif matira is intimidated refus kuf in al refus the fushes. They relate to the words of Torah as if they're cures for the body when in fact they're cures for the soul. As it says, you chayim l'rav shecha, should be a life for your soul. Ala borish kod psukin. If, however, permitted for a healthy person to read psukim, the chapters from Tillim, so that the merit of reading that will protect him and save him from difficulties and injury. Who is considered somebody who seeks from the dead? Person who starves herself and goes to sleep in the cemetery so that the deceased person will come to a dream and place this question,
שלא ישבו בו שמידו, ואם דבר המקטין הקטיר סיטוב ישם לבד ותשב, ומספנים יספם בחלם. There are people who wear special clothes, recite these incantations, whatever the type of incense, or sleep alone, so that the deceased person will come to them and speak to them in the dream. Summarize, anyone who performs a deed in order that a deceased person should come to him and give him information is kaif. There shall not be a foul amongst you, one who passes, one who seeks for the dead. Shemin to acquire a person who practices Ev Yedeni. It says, there shall not be a foul amongst you, one who passes. You shall Ev Yedeni, one who seeks from Ev Yedeni. It says, Lama Shabbal Ev Yedeni, Asim Meskidma, Hanishal, Behen Bazar, Makanesim, Makasmaidis. So, a person who practices Ev Yedeni himself is stoned to death. A person who acquires of them violates the negative commandments. Our seed is not this marvelous. He keeps mice of us if he my worm like that. One who plants disease and acts according to the destruction of his flocks. Hamachashav chayav skila v'ushu asa maisek shofim. The sorcerer must be condemned to execution by stoning. V'yichas is a naiv v'ushir sh'asa v'ulei asa like a makas marvelous. Forever he merely deludes those who observe them into thinking that he's permitted to perform an act that actually does not, he's given makas marvelous. V'yishal abzir sh'am b'chashav b'chal lezi imotza b'chal. Well, after the Lazarus Mrs. Beitan, the end like a love shenamar makashrei for the sechayim. The reason is that the Isser against sorcery is still in the Isser. There shall not be foul amongst you one who practices sorcery. It's, however, Isser, which is punishable by execution, and not allowed a witch to live. Therefore, the ashes are not administered for the violation. All these above falsehoods and lies. Which the original idolaters deceived the Goyim nations in order to lead them after them. It is not fitting for Yidden who are wise and sages to be drawn to this emptiness. Don't think you gain anything about it. No black magic can be found amongst Yaakov. Arts with him Yidden. As it says, these nations which are driving out, listen, astrologers, diviners, this is not what Hashem has granted you. About the Chachma Tvim Madas, Ede Bereis Bereis, Shekol Eila Advarim Shrasa Tena Enem Tivri Chachma El Tvim Behebel, Shri Shukub Ben Chastri Hadas Vanashu Kol Tarche Emes Bulam, Ezeam Matedish Kishizir Al Kol Eila Avalim Tom Tiyam Mishem Likecha. The Master of Wisdom and those who perfect knowledge know that the clear proof that all these crafts which the Tater forbade are not reflections of wisdom, but rather emptiness and vanity which attracted and cause them to be abandoned the paths of truth. For these reasons, when the Tater warned against all these empty matters, it advised, be aware, be of perfect faith, Hashem, your Hashem. Perikid Beis, Hachasav Eskechav, Emagathin, Pasi Aresh, Pobikichav, you know how to shave the corners of your head, as the Goyim do, Shem, like it says, the Sakifu Pasi Sheikhim, do not cut off the corners of your head. Chayv kol al kol peyu peya, a person's chayv for every quarter. Therefore, a person who shaves both his templates, even if he were to do so simultaneously and had to receive only a single warning, he is chayv for two measures of lashes. Echad megaleach hapeyas bavad meyach ser al kol adesh, v'echad megaleach kol adesh kech leka, v'echad megaleach hapeyas. One who shaves off only the corners of his head and leaves the corner remainder of his hair, or to one who shaves his entire head and once, since he shaves the corners, he's chayv for lashes. When this is applied to the person who shaves, the person whose head is shaven is not even malchus unless he assists the one who is shaving them. One who shaves the corner of his child's head should be chayv malchus. Ptura. A woman is exempt if she shaves the head of the man or has her own head shaven. But it says, L'sakiv b'asishik, l'sashis b'asikinechot. Kul sheyishin b'altashvis, l'sheyishin b'altakiv. L'sheyishin b'altashvis, l'sheyishin b'altashvis, l'sheyishin. A woman that doesn't have a beard is not the chayish and baltaka. The people have other halil v'ishlam zokin. Slaves, since they could have beards, asun bakofa, they are forbidden to cut off the corners of their heads since they do possess beards. Gimel, kol mishlis is shishu v'ter echad anashim mechad anashim kayam kutsum baltasha baltaka by tamad ken amesim. Every mitzvah is lisa say in the Torah, sign men are all chayiv except for baltashas, baltakim by tami. Avchovis is a sisha, and she misrabbis man. Veitir nashim tudis kotim kiddush yam. Everything which is a mitzvah sisha is a lagram a woman's potter. Except for kiddush yam, kiddush matzah, but a pesach, kiddush a pesach. That's it. And the hagav pesach was chalas of the yavis derachayiv. Tim bevad reginis is a suffix. Therefore, nista on them chum yish. We give them the chum of the yish and chum yish b'chum bogum b'chayim b'kil. And if they transgress, Adam leak and they drag him off. Hey, Alpha Pisha, Isha, Mutas the Galef Pasa Isha, and he has three with Galef Pasa Isha Ish. Although a woman is permitted to shave the corners of her own head, she's prevented to shave the corners of the man's head. So, Philip Cotton, even a Cotton, to the Galef Pasa, it's prevented to shave the corners of the child's head. Well, Lupea. Shamanikam Stalim, Lainastam, Bicham, Shiva, Shamanam, Skinim, Shinim, and Neak Bakal Rabbersard. Chum did not determine the amount of hair, which must be left in the corners of the temples. We have, however, heard from our elders that must leave at least 40 hairs. When we remove the hairs from the corners of the heads with scissors, the issue applies only to total removal with scissors. It's customary for pagan priests to remove their beards. The Torah forbid the removal of one's beard. Beard is five parts. You have the upper and lower cheek on both the right and the left side, and the here and on the chin. And again, Malchus and every pair. You take it all at once, you chayiv chomish. When you chayiv achikol chenem besar, you have to use a razor to shave. Instead of lisashris, it's pasuk and echigilu, shish, brash, shosol, vidak, and gilev, spenim, and spenim. Prisoner touches his beard with scissors, his butter. And in a mskalev, like a chisayev, mskalev, one who's getting shaved, it's like a malka until he's mseyev. Isha mtaz lashkos chanem, and yesh tesayev, is often. A woman who has facial hair is allowed to shave it. If she shears a man's beard, she's exempt. Asafa, whether the galchut b'sarim or asir shall gav asafa, you know, the mustache you let out. Remove it, v'chin asirim, and do them on asafa, tafe, no, alfa b'shirim, mutter, lay, nagu, the shal ashris, aligadet, sasab, shalay, yakav, achlas, shalaya. Even though you let it shave their mustache, but its ends may be removed so that it will not interfere with eating or drinking. Tesavara asirim, shar, gufkin, b'sa shechi, b'sa evra, inim, asum, atfeda, alam, dibisifim. Torah does not forbid the removal of hair from other portions of the body, for example, the bottom, the armpit, or the genitalia. This, however, is also the receiver. The maver makanesim makasmardis. Manner removes shears given makasmardis. Medva amunim. Welcome she'ein mafrin esel anushim. This is the second asim to the anushim. Supplies where it's customary only for a woman to remove such hair so that one will not beautify herself. Welcome she'avrin esel anushim in makanesim. Places where it's customary for both men and women to remove the chair, one is given with the haberser shar ivan mesvayim b'chol mokim. It's permitted to remove hair from other limbs with scissors in all communities. Yud leis sad the isha ad the ish given shtasam arisha itzav as a keva aitul b'shirin ketzvei es shkadech arisha kish. Woman should not adorn herself as a man does. She may not place a turban or a hat on her head or wear armor like mirror of the like. She may not cut the hair of her head like a man do. But yeah, the ish if we didn't share till you bash put it to bin in Hazam Bagam She in Lation Isaacilu, and I said, Nashua Kilkin and Mandina. Man should not adorn himself as a woman does. They always should not adorn colored garments or golden bracelets in a place where such garments and such graces are worn only by women. Everything follows the minute. Ish shada ad the ish shalatsa ad the ish lekim. a man who adores himself as a woman, or vice versa, gets malchus. Shulak and says the one is with his shredis to take out the white hair from the shredis. Leishiv is getting mshulak and says akas to get like a chino da leishiv. And the some of the shuffle machines, but say the one akas like a dair also get malchus tim to that means in a etif kiisha, but then we go left. Leishiv kiisha from also can in a like a. Okay, in Aleph. Same as Kaka Mura Matita, he or she is Shita, Psalm, Imal, Maka Mastita, Kufa, the Ayish, Shar, Tabino, and Ashim. Tattooing which the Torah forbids involving making a cut in one's heated flesh, and filling the slit with eye color ink or with any other dye that leaves an imprint. The Zaya, meaning Akam Shadashim, Asma, with this Kaham, Klem, Shu, Evan, the Buffer, Worshua, with us. This was the custom of the Goyim. Who would you make marks on their bodies for the sake of their idols, as if to say that they are like servants sold to the idol and it's designated for its service? Person makes a mark with one of the substances that leaves an imprint after making a slit in any place of the body, it's chayiv. Sister, whose body are both the man and the woman. So if he's missing part of his potter, she used to be kaki as demolished to look at just the house. As I'm running because of Abba, this is ready. I was never sure of a set of the kiki be in the chime, and we can see if she asked myself, and they asked the film, play like this is a person who's tattooing by others, however, is not chime as he associates the tattooer to the extent. If you consider that he performed the deed, if he did not perform the deed, he's not going to Malchus. I seriously, the Achazman Alameh Sotir who gouges himself for the dead is giving Malchus Shlema, because it says, Beserat, the Nefer, Zaitit, and Beserachim, that I gouge your flesh for your dead. Echad Kain, Lechad Yisrael, Sarat, Sit, Achaz, Achamish, Mesa, Achamish, Sit, Zal, Mesa, Echad, Lechad, Chamish, a person who makes a single gouge for five, or five gouges, a single gets Malchus, five, which is Shubel, Kalachas, Rath, as long as he gets a warning for each one. Tidu, Sit, Achaz, singing, gashing, and gouging are the same. Shibshir Akum set themselves on the same thing. Just as the pagans would gouge their flesh in grief, over the dead, so too the multitudes themselves for their idols, as this is in the multitude itself according to the custom. So also concludes against their custom not to have two what they did in the same city. As a cause of like this, so that was again like a chikas dealer. Trying to escape, but tell so good as a good as a kid. If Kurkhal amazed like a shenemer, like a simple Kurkh of an Anechem, and if so, like a tension shard of amazing, I like a laugh as a kid. If Arba, a Kamish Krofus, a Mesa, like a Kamina Krofus, who should be a call of Kurkh of a 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 Kurkh of What is the measure of the bald spots in the area of one side the size of a grist, which is a free of here? Person that makes a bald spot on his head or gouges his flesh because his house falls or because the ship sees that the city is butter. One who lashes only if he carries out these acts for the sake of the deceased person or if he gashes his flesh with idols. If it's after shaking, I can make some amazing stem. Like, I'll shake this, but the brick, I'm on the side.